Wall told the committee a recent analysis of 125,000 inmates over the last 20 years found that the state's recidivism rate is declining gradually, but the department's prediction is the prison population will increase by about 1% over the next 2 years. Asked about a current church-based reform proposal to cut the prison population in half in 3 years by using treatment instead of prison programs, Wall says he supports the reformers' goals but doubts they're attainable.
We agree with some of the things as far as treatment alternatives. Releasing 11,000 prisoners by 2015, there's a lot of people who have something to say about that, and it would be the courts and the justices and the juries and the legislature. So that part of it really we don't see as feasible.
Wall took issue with the reformers' claims that most prisoners are serving time for nonviolent offenses. He says more than 60% of the current inmates were convicted of violent crimes. Wall also told the committee he can save money on inmate hospitalization by taking advantage of President Obama's Health Care Reform Act.
That's where a big part of the money gets spent as far as health care, $35 million roughly last year. So this will really help bring those costs down, and that's what we're going to do, and we'll be using every tool available to us in that regard.
Democratic legislators also asked Wall to address safety concerns made by prison guards since they lost their union bargaining rights. Wall says a report responding to those claims will be released soon. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.